This is the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, I knew she'd get there in the end. Fantastic stuff. OK, it's Wednesday, July the 16th, and we're almost, hours away now from the Independent Booksellers Week, aren't we, Jill Hart?
That was last week.
Was it last week? This is times. How did it go then?
But it's this timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff, isn't it,
clearly,
Alex?
Yes.
Confusing.
Was it a success?
It was, yes. It was a very lovely week all over the country and at Linden Books in particular. Yes.
So, Claire, when was the last time you visited an independent bookseller's?
I think I might be getting in trouble with Jill here, mightn't I? Because I can't remember.
Cameron Tilbury, when did you last visit an independent bookseller's?
One that specifically sells books would be about 3 years ago, three and a half years ago, when I lived in the UK.
Yeah, when he lived in the UK. So it's shocking, isn't it, Jill?
Well, we are on the increase, obviously, by the number of one with Linden Books now. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And some really exciting authors and folk coming along to obviously speak and present at Linden Books, many of which hopefully will be speaking with on Siren and connecting and so on. Karen Maitland, of course, is due to be coming in. I think I've got the right time to start for that. Louise has actually been and gone, though. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Louise Dale was with us last Saturday. She was our first author event because we're now only 2 months old, so we're a very young bookshop, and we had a very lovely afternoon. She saw lots of young people to chat to, and one or two young ladies in their 20s now who were original young fans of hers when they were school children, which was rather lovely. So we had a lovely time.
Well, it just shows the wonderful nature of life, the universe and everything else. Meanwhile, on your Facebook update, Cameron, you've been sharing this week's exciting tune, which clearly, as we have Jill Hart and Claire Parker in the Siren Studios, is going to be really going through the proverbial crucible of critical delights, etc. I mean, Claire, she doesn't take any prisoners. I mean, it's become almost an annual visit, Claire. We must obviously increase that to, I think, maybe quarterly, perhaps, we aim for that. But in fact, just to define for the listener and Cameron your role within Wilkin Chapman Grange.
Well, I'm a partner in the firm, which is absolutely great, and I work at our Horncastle branch, helping out clients from all around the county with wills, probates, various property matters.
All the fun.
Keeping very, very busy and enjoying working with the people of Lincolnshire.
There we are, you see. It's marvellous. So, Cameron, the floor or the airwaves are now yours. Would you like to introduce...
Well, first of all, I have to say that I felt like I visited Lincoln this past week because I was watching a rerun of Top Gear, and it was one where they were driving the electric cars and they were at the university trying to charge them up. And it took them 13 hours to charge them. So visiting Lincoln.
Pray tell, Cameron, how does living in Nashville, when you actually watch a show online about Top Gear, I just think that quite fascinating, really. I mean, Jeremy Clarkson, who we've recently found is one of the three greatest living Yorkshiremen, I didn't make that decision, born in Doncaster, has actually been created an icon in terms of the York Maze.
Because the a lot of fans over here, and we watch him on BBC America. So BBC America is kind of a combination. We get a lot of BBC stuff, but we also get ITV stuff, and it's just a good mixture. So, yeah, I watch them all. You know, I was a huge fan while I lived there and brought it with me. There's a lot of guys I know here that absolutely hate the American version that's on, but watch the UK version all the time. So it was like visiting Lincoln this week.
In case you're wondering, we felt as though you were there. Actually, we felt as though you were actually here with us, which is important, you know. And Claire's been Googling, and you're kind of crazy. I won't go into the sort of things she discovered, but sure, it's a legally counted. Anyway, enough of such material and magic. Yes. Let's move on. Yep. By the way, the other two Gracious Living Yorkshiremen who are actually featured as part of the design of the York Maze this year, any ideas? I mean, I know we're talking about Yorkshire in Lincolnshire, but please forgive me. Indulge me on this one.
Goodness.
Claire? No?
I'm not even going to guess, I'm afraid. No.
Jill?
No, I wouldn't like to guess. We have Mike Pannett, who's one of our favourite authors, of course, but that may not be him.
Didn't come into it. Jeff Boycott did.
Ah,
yes. Exactly.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And I'll leave the other one. I'll leave the other one sort of hanging out there. Cameron, over to yourself.
We thought we'd do something a little bit different this week. We've featured metal, we've featured rock, we've featured country, but we really haven't gone too far into the bluegrass realm of music. And these guys have become good friends of us. We first interviewed them last October at the CMA International reception. And their interview aired on Young Country Live from Nashville, our TV show. And we interviewed them again during CMA Music Fest just last month. They're from North Carolina. They are a really hot bluegrass band, great folks too. They're called New Blue, and that's spelled NU-BLU. And they made a big announcement this week that they've got a new single coming out next week featuring Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sam Moore. But we thought we'd play something from their 2013 release this week. The album was called 10. Here's New Blue with Without a Kiss on Siren FM.
You never said goodbye without a kiss.
So Jeff Boycott and Jeremy Clarkson, Brian Blessed. But enough of the York Maze, which we'll be doing a location reporter in the near future. What did we make of Without a Kiss? I thought it was somewhat poignant and a little bit sad, really. But Jill, what did you make of it?
It was very pleasant.
Very
pleasant and restful on a hot afternoon.
Okay.
Gentle. Claire? Easily listening, I thought. Yes.
Easy listening, Cameron. Tomorrow, of course, we have Professor James Chapman joining us, so she'll have another view, I'm sure, as will Ian Lennox. But I think so. I think it's growing well from that perspective. So good work there, Cameron. Well done. So what's the weather like in Nashville? It's something we need to always ask at 12 minutes past 5 on the Midweek Drive, on 1073 Drive, 1073 Drive, Midweek Drive, the Midweek Drive. It's Siren 107.3 FM. What's the weather like in Nashville?
Well, up until Monday, we've been in the high 90s and a little bit of humidity. But Monday, we had a big storm blow through, and now we're just enjoying a nice little five-day break. And we're just in the low 80s and no humidity. It was 58 degrees when I went out to the gym this morning. So it's just a beautiful week, but we're going to get back into the typical July weather towards the end of the week.
Well, you know, it's a tough world, but somebody has to go through it. Jill, any questions for Cameron?
No, not really. It's always very, very pleasant to talk to you, Cameron.
Jill likes nice people.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Nice people.
From that point of view, not whiny people. Nice people. On to Claire. Any thoughts for Cameron? Because you've done your research in more ways than one. Certain things we can't even reveal at this particular stage. We'll talk about it off air, Cameron. Anyway, carry on.
No, okay. We were just Cameron. I've been looking on Google, as it were, to check out what was going on. And there's some things online that you perhaps you wonder about, don't you, sometimes? How do you deal with these things, Cameron?
You just have to kind of take it. I mean, the whole thing, Google over in Europe and the UK has been letting people kind of expunge things that are offensive.
It's a whole hot topic, that one, at the moment here.
Yeah, we had an issue a few years ago that had to do with record piracy, and you know, there were a lot of people out there that were just sitting at home with a computer and anonymity and got up there and could say, you know, anything they wanted to say. We're proud of the stand we took. You know, piracy doesn't, you know, especially being married to a songwriter as well, you see how important it is and how very little artists actually make off of records. You know, we're proud of the stand we took. We'd take it again. And would we be happier if it didn't come up on Facebook? Yeah, maybe. But we're proud of it, so.
Positive thinking.
Good, yeah.
See, exactly. Yeah. And right of reply as well, which is wonderful, you see. It might be a virtual world, but we can actually get things sorted out from that point of view. So, and she's been practicing this. Jill Hart, what are the last two questions for Cameron Tilbury? Please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this afternoon?
Absolutely have, once again.
And will you be joining us again?
I'll be back next week. And next week, after we talk, we're off to Texas for a few days. So we'll tell you all about that next week.
The Lone Star State. And just three words to bear in mind, Cameron. Remember the Alamo.
Round every corner, round every corner.
Around every corner, yes, a new dream opens up. Perhaps Linda Books, perhaps something completely different. Online now, although she's got a slight cold. Oh, never mind, she's a brave little soldier, and we've known that for the last 30 years. It's the one and only Anna Lewis. How are you?
Well, apart from the cold, not too bad.
I didn't think people in Jersey actually got colds, Anna. I thought it was something which you just fought away, fought against.
Well, I wish the weather's been actually really nice, but I think there's a lot of, like, you know, summer bugs going around, and I had to go to the doctor's the other day for something else, and I think I picked it up in the waiting room.
Probably, yeah, highly likely. You know, it is important. Nonetheless, in the studio, we won't keep you too long, we've got Jill Hart from Linden Books, who, have you spoken to Anna before?
I don't think so, no. Hello, Anna. Nice to meet you.
A rare entry into the wonderful world of independent booksellers.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the lines we've been putting to most people, and I know wearing your librarian hat, you might have one or two things to say about this. When was the last time you visited an independent bookstore, Anna?
We only have, I think, now one. Even that's not independent. Mm. No? We don't have any in Jersey anymore. We have the chain that begins with W,
yeah.
And then ends up with Stones on the end, which is really sad. But the other thing you might find, and I don't know if this is epidemic in England, I'm sure it is, people buy lots of things off the internet these days, and so bookshops, much as I love them, are a bit of a dying breed, I think.
We're very happy to be bucking the trend and opening one rather than closing one. So,
yeah, and whereabouts is it? In Lincoln itself?
It is, yes, up near the castle and the cathedral, so up in the cultural area,
wonderful.
And it's all boding very well.
Good. Well, good luck. I really do hope it works.
Eight weeks old so far.
Yes.
Still ticking over. Fantastic stuff. The little hello to Sasha as well, who obviously doesn't leave until 6:30. That's why she can't be at the show. Never mind. Claire, we just put a little bit more flesh on the bones to the last time you visited an independent bookstore, because actually you realised that several times.
Well, I suddenly realised that there is one in Woodhall Spa where I actually live, and I actually visit very, very regularly. So apologies to the lovely lady who runs that shop that I'd forgotten was independent.
I see. These are names which might mean not a great deal to your good self in Jersey, Anna. Woodhall Spa, Horncastle, Linden
Books.
Oh,
it sounds lovely. It sounds really exotic.
I'd like to think so.
Jersey
like standard. In fact, we'd use that on the Lincoln strap line. Lincoln, it's really exotic by Jersey standards. What else do I actually sort of progress with at that point of view? So what else have you been doing? Because last week, obviously, we were talking about Coast and your research for Coast, and we had that theme that we put together, which I'm amazed Phil Leonis hasn't actually sort of updated this on his latest Chilpack Hollywood side of things, where he was checking out the birth of Hollywood, really, with The Squaw Man. That's The Squaw Man, the first ever motion picture launched in Hollywood, 1913, 1314, over two tax years. See, even then, Cecil B. DeMille actually had his things sorted out there. But that was launched, etc. You were clearly responsible for coming up with a suggestion, which I think could well tie in, possibly, so it's a suggestion, with the Wilkin Chapman Grange solicitors. It's called Where Are the Bodies Buried? A new TV series I'm looking to sort of, you know, develop from that perspective. Anyway, since then, Anna, what sort of things have you been doing, obviously apart from catching cold through visiting your doctor?
Well, we had a fairly interesting episode on Friday afternoon, which was an earthquake. I kid you not, at 1 o'clock at lunchtime on Friday, my colleague, who's from New Zealand, South Island, Christchurch, which is a common place for earthquakes, suddenly went, "Let's hide under the desk." And I went, "What for?" She said, "That's an earthquake."
Is that a chat-up line?
I said, "What?" She said, "No, honestly, Anna, that's an..." And I said, "Oh, rubbish.
Posh.
Loads
sure.
of posh. It just was a rumble. It's probably a truck coming down the hill." And she went, "No, it's an earthquake." Anyway, thought nothing of it. She went off on her lunch break and came back, said, "I told you so." So I felt, I wouldn't know. I slept through the storm of 87, I'm afraid. I'm not very fazed by natural disasters. But, I mean, she just knew. And I thought, well, good on her. You know, at least I can rely on her. She said, "No, the thing to do is to just dive under the desk." So now I know. Tip off to you guys in Lincoln. If you hear the earth move, or feel the earth move, dive under a desk.
Well, I feel every show the Earth moves in some way, shape or form for at least one of our listeners. But I won't go there, obviously, on her. But moving on, Claire, do you remember the earthquake we had in Lincolnshire a few years ago?
I certainly did, and I didn't sleep through it. It did wake me up.
And frightened
the cat to death. Yes.
That surprised Jill.
I remember it too, yes.
I think it was about 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, if memory serves.
Yes, that's right.
I think we were all so busy being surprised, we didn't really take it in properly at the time.
I thought we were being very British, actually, Jill. I mean, across the county, just saying, oh, this is an earthquake.
Lots of people had a lot of bad damaged properties as well, which is somewhat unfortunate for them.
Presumably, did you have to help out with respect to, obviously, the legal side of things?
Not really, because most people just make claims on their insurances. But, it was quite frightening for some people when chimneys started falling down and roof tiles falling off things. So.
Exactly. It just shows the fragility and the uncertainty of life. Still to come on the production, we'll be speaking hopefully to Shane Rimmer, of course, the voice of Scott's Tracy, amongst other things. Shane and Sheila Rimmer will be joining us. And then Sally Geeson will be touching base for another welcome return with her life and times and so on and so forth. And obviously, we know that, Claire, you've done your research on both Sally and Shane, have you not?
I've had a look to see what's going on. Yes. I don't want you catching me out too many times. No. You've already caught me out once today, Alex. So let's not make a habit of
it. It's not a game. It's
Keep him in order.
1-0 to you at the moment.
Seriously. Do you think you might be able to ask Anna Lewis those last two questions, Claire?
I can indeed. Yes, Anna. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic exchange with us this afternoon?
I have indeed. Thank you.
Excellent. Can we hope that you'll join us again sometime?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Yay. Wonderful. Well, nice to speak to you, Anna.
Thank you. Bye.
Flowers don't go. Things which could have actually been said to Fien Heal, but she went and she hasn't quite returned. But she has written on Facebook, "Dear friends, this summer I cycled 8,368 kilometres or 5,200 miles from Miami, Florida to Vancouver, Canada. She ended the journey safe and sound and full of magic memories on July the 8th, 2014. She comes up with the J.R.R. Tolkien quote, "Not all those who wander are lost." She's quite extraordinary. We are trying to reach Fien. We'll try one last time, but I suspect she might just be out of range. Nevertheless, that's never stopped us before, so we will hopefully sort of send some positivity through and see if we can actually access Fien from the Yukon, which is where she is now, probably actually looking for gold. Or maybe it's all gone. I don't know. Never mind. We'll see what actually happens.
Calling may not accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause.
Oh, no. Well, there we are. I can't even leave a message. Just quite clearly, the number you have called cannot accept messages at this time. I'm translating for people who couldn't understand the American. And please, just don't leave a message. We can't even leave a message. Never mind. Did you have a quote, Jill, or was it the Tolkien quote? Have I stolen your thunder?
You chose my quote.
No.
My quote, but it was quite interesting because obviously was a quote that meant a lot to her because it's mentioned a few times there. And that obviously led her to this wonderful journey. And it was Tolkien and the love of Lord of the Rings that led my colleague Sasha to her love of books and hence to opening Linden Books. And it's just amazing what Tolkien in particular and reading in general can lead you to, isn't it? Was my general thought.
Always think it's important to make use of obviously all the new technologies, but you can't beat a good book, really.
It's very
important. It's something wonderful about the whole thing. Final quote from Fien Heal. This journey through time escalated on a different dimension, on a countercultural wave, travelling slow nomadic. I got lifted and carried away, cared for and consorted. She actually has revealed on her she used to actually just drop into graduation ceremonies and they used to take her in. Very nice. Wouldn't happen in, well, maybe it won't happen in Britain, obviously. Homeless, I don't think so. Not all those who wander are lost. There we are, as opposed to wander. Yes. So that's it. And if you want to actually access the blog spot, it's Fienheal stc2c.blogspot.com. Send a link into Siren FM and we'll put the connection online there. So Shane Rimmer, responsible, we've just found, for probably one of the most terrorising incidents Jill Hart had when she still had a television.
Yes.
You can redress the balance on that one, and it could be worthwhile. Are you a Thunderbirds fan by any chance, Claire?
No, no, I'm sorry, not that one. But
family, husband,
don't think so either. No. Really, no.
I had a little blue hat and a little red gun. Used to run round and round the bungalow shooting imaginary.
And not Lady Penelope.
I had a little car that went on its own when you pressed a little rubber button.
Well, the amazing thing is she's admitting to all of this.
I know.
On
air. I'm proud. I'm out and proud. I don't care.
Very good. Thank you.